This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I know we're not quite into hay fever season yet, but with climate change and weather patterns being a bit crazy at the moment, I hear that the latest recommendations are to start medication early. Elizabeth, is that correct?
Yes, it seems pretty amazing, Toby, but we are now recommending that you start your medication, say about 2 to 4 weeks before you experience your usual symptoms. We think that that steady state of medicine in your bloodstream may alleviate the worst of the reaction to pollen.
So what is exactly happening when you have hay fever then?
It's an allergic reaction to pollen, Toby. I mean, if you do suffer from hay fever, then when the nasal passages come into contact with pollen, and we call that the allergen, your body produces an allergic response caused by immunoglobulin IgE. Now, mast cells in the nasal passages degranulate. Now, what that means is they release histamine and other substances such as leukotrienes, prostaglandins. They, in turn, give you all the symptoms, sneezing, runny nose, itching in the nose, and even itching in the mouth.
Elizabeth, is it best to get hay fever treated?
Yes, I think that's important, Toby. When hay fever is unchecked, it can lead to asthma. Now, inflammation can start to affect the lungs. It can travel down. Asthma, as you may know, in extreme cases, can cause an inability to breathe, resulting in hospitalisation and even death. About 40% of people will go on to develop asthma. So, yes, it's very important to get your hay fever treated.
And what are the treatments for hay fever then?
Let's start with antihistamines. They should be taken daily. There are now several non-drowsy preparations, but always be aware, could cause drowsiness. There are newer antihistamines available, depending where in the UK you live, may be available on a prescription from your pharmacy, so please ask about them. So that's the background treatment. And after that, it's important to relieve localised symptoms. What I mean is a nasal spray. The most effective ones are the steroid preparations, which what they do is they calm the nasal passages down, giving relief. They're recommended to be started about 2 weeks before symptoms appear, and they have to be used regularly. And it is important squirting into the nose to put the contents into the side of the nose and not straight back down your throat. Now, other nasal sprays such as decongestants can be used, but not for more than about 7 days. If the eyes are affected, a useful product is called sodium chromoglycate, and this must be used regularly 4 times a day. And lastly, immune therapy is something that can be offered from specialist allergy clinics. I mean, you must have extreme symptoms to be offered an appointment, one of these clinics. And if you are, you're given immune treatment. And as I say, in rare cases, then the immunotherapy works by triggering the production of regulatory immune cells. They control the allergic reaction and allow the body to become tolerant to the allergen, the pollen in this case.
Elizabeth, I know you've told us all about prevention, but I thought it'd be worthwhile reminding us all again.
Yeah, Toby, you're quite right. I mean, Vaseline tight barrier at the end of the nose, and that simply stops the pollen from travelling into the nasal cavity. And when you come into the house, remember, you'll probably be bringing pollen in your hair and clothes. And can you keep a change of clothes downstairs so that you're not trailing the pollen into the living areas of the house? Be aware of the pollen counts on a daily basis. And if you can stay indoors with windows shut, then that will help. And pollen counts are higher when the weather is dry and warm. Protecting the eyes with wrap-round sunglasses stops the pollen getting in. And as well as yourself, full of pollen, your pets, I mean, a guide dog, for instance, will have pollen on its fur, so wipe them down with a wet towel. And obviously, if you're in the car, keep the windows closed. And I've heard that a pollen filter can be fitted to car vents. Dry your washing inside on high pollen days and generally avoid grassy areas and fresh flowers, particularly in the house.
Well, as always, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.